Now let's catch up on a seasonal business. We take you to a shop in Hollywood where Adele Sadie has been making custom Santa suits for more than 30 years. She says that she supplies 90% of the country's professional Santas. Her handmade services do not come cheap. Santa suits range from $549 to $1,200. And of course, this is the busiest time of year, with Santas coming in to get fitted or have repairs done. Gloria Hillard paid a visit.
Navigating stacks of satin, velour, and fake fur, Adele Sadie is excited to show me her top line.
This is called the Continental Coat. It hits at the knee rather than goes down. So that's another look the Santas seem to like. And this one is the Coca-Cola one with the buttons in front.
For more than 30 years, fashion-conscious Santas have been coming to Adele for custom-made Santa suits.
Now they like to mix and match. Sometimes they like to wear a green vest underneath the red suit.
There are Santa shirts embroidered in silver and gold or green, and the brocaded vests have custom buttons.
I know, it's a lot of work. You don't know how much goes into making Santa look so good in the mall.
Adele believes she's the largest custom-made Santa suit supplier in the country. A basic traditional suit costs around $400. Higher-end couture custom design suits can fetch up to $2,500.
I have a combination of about six different outfits myself. Some Santas have many more than that.
Santa Ron Robertson is the president of the Fraternal Order of Real Bearded Santas. Yes, really. It has over 300 members of so-called professional Santas. The 66-year-old Robertson has blue eyes behind silver-framed glasses. He even has a hint of red on his cheeks.
We try and encourage every Santa to always be the best that he can be, to always look and comport himself appropriately.
While Adele helped Robertson into a gold embossed maroon jacket, one of her assistants was busy behind the sewing machine working on a last minute request. That's when a tall, silver haired man with a twinkle in his eye walked in the door.
I'm having a double collared shawl made, which is going to be gorgeous.
Santa Ron Breech was already looking pretty good in his royal long coat.
It's got a deep burgundy with a swirl pattern, and then I like to call it a jewel lace trim.
The 58-year-old Breech says when he started out as a Santa 10 years ago, his first suit was off the rack.
I accessorized with a good belt and real leather boots, and I wore that for 3-4 years before I had Adele make my first traditional.
Breech says the custom suits make him feel like Santa, and he says children notice.
They look and say, that is Santa, and there's no questions about it.
I had a question about sticky candy canes on that embossed velvet, but the Santas didn't seem to mind.
It's what's in your heart, really, that makes you a Santa.
And with it being Santa's busiest time of year, it was time to say goodbye.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
Merry Christmas!